Now we turn our attention to a Baltimore City Council race that could make history. It's the contest to represent the city's first district. As WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports, the GOP thinks it has a chance to put a Republican on the city council for the first time since the 1940s.
It started when Republican Larry Hogan took the city's first councilmanic district on the way to the governor's mansion 2 years ago. The GOP began thinking they might be able to break the Democrats' stronghold on City Hall. And along came Matt McDaniel, an attorney who says,
"This is one of those days when you can swing for the fences. That is the greatest thing about running as a Republican in the city and running as a non-Democrat in the city."
The district stretches east from the Inner Harbor along Eastern Avenue and all the way to the city line. The seat representing the district is open because Councilman Jim Kraft decided not to run for re-election. When people talk about the first, they usually focus on the boom around the waterfront and the hottest neighborhoods in the city: Canton, Fells Point, Harbor East, Patterson Park. But the district is also home to O'Donnell Heights, a neighborhood with public housing on the far eastern edge of the city. That's where Democrat Zeke Cohen was introducing himself to voters recently.
Zeke Cohen.
Got it.
Cohen.
Yep.
Cohen, a former teacher who runs a nonprofit student leader program, The Intersection, says the renaissance taking place in the first district is good.
"It's wonderful to see the amount of growth that we've had in some of our neighborhoods in southeast Baltimore. But people don't think about O'Donnell Heights. And they don't think about Graceland Park or Browning Highway or St. Helena or Dundalk."
Part of Cohen's platform is to make sure neighborhoods like O'Donnell Heights are treated the same as their more attractive counterparts.
"We need to be concerned about the lives of all of our citizens, and we need to see ourselves as interconnected. We need to care about people living in O'Donnell Heights as much as we care about people living in Canton."
McDaniel also says the eastern part of the district should not be ignored. He was introducing himself to voters in Canton.
"Good morning. How's it going?"
"Oh, well. How are you?"
"Good. Well, my name is Matt McDaniel. I'm running for city council.
Hey, Matt.
I wanted to drop out some information for you."
"Okay. It's
finally starting."
McDaniel says Baltimore is not a tale of two cities. It's a city in transition. He says economic issues cut across neighborhood lines.
"There are parts of this city where we've priced people completely out of ownership through taxes, through bottle taxes, bag taxes, rain taxes, you know, the water bill going up. It's like you don't want people to own, you don't want people to succeed."
He adds that prosperity should not be limited to the waterfront neighborhoods, but pushed out to the rest of the city. McDaniel has Hogan's endorsement, which suggests he just might be able to pull off a win here. But Malia Cromer, director of the Hughes Field Politics Center at Goucher College, says McDaniel has an uphill battle.
"In 2014, you had certainly a surge throughout the state of wanting something different, wanting a change with the idea of Change Maryland. But right now what we have is, a hard throwback to partisan politics."
She also says that McDaniel has a problem with Donald Trump being his party's presidential nominee. But McDaniel insists he's not on Trump's team.
"Mr. Trump hasn't endorsed me. I haven't endorsed him. People can vote their conscience."
Cromer says that won't be enough for voters.
"Democrats in the state want to see a disavowment of Trump's comments, particularly in the last few weeks."
She adds that if elected, McDaniel could bring a different perspective to the council and have a governing style similar to Hogan. However, she adds it will be hard for him and other Republicans to escape the comparisons, real or perceived, to Trump. I'm Kenneth Burns in Southeast Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.